top of the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Thursday, the 10th of November, with preparation being the secret to accomplishment and confidence. There is nothing better than courage. And in order to have courage, you need to have confidence. And in order to be confident, you have to have assurance that you are doing the right thing. You feel like you are doing the right thing. You start your day undertaking the chores, the challenges of the day, by feeling, oh, this is the right thing for me to do. I'm doing the right thing. I'm with the right people. And this is, by the way, this doesn't just happen at work. This happens in your life. Are you with the people who stimulate you, and vice versa, you stimulate them? Do you really enjoy their company? Are you happy with your partner? All of these things. And you have different answers to these questions depending on where you are in your life. You can accomplish your goals, though, better if you're around people that you like. You have confidence in your love relationships. You have confidence in your friends. You have confidence that you're doing the right thing. And we can't always have this confidence all the time. I'll tell you one thing that gets me there. I just said to Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness expert and guru, there's something about her that really interests me. And I say that in all the best, most loving ways, because she has such great energy. We were just talking about having
not in a slimy pickup kind of way.
I hope it doesn't sound that way. I find her attractive that way too, but
yeah, she's a hottie for sure.
Thank you, Doug.
But in addition to that, there is a thing that exists between people, and sometimes it is, as Richie just suggested, there's a sexual sort of chemistry that develops between people, but then there's something that's more long-lasting. And I knew when I saw you before, I never met you, but when I saw you on television, I thought there was something, and I mean, certainly, I'm a man, so I look at bodies, there's no question about that, but I looked at your face, I watched your face, and I said this about Joe Paterno, and I say it about most everybody, because of kind of what I do, I watch your bodies, body language is very important, mostly, though, facial expressions, and I just, to go back to the Paterno thing for a second, I don't think he's a bad guy, I don't think he's a bad man, as a matter of fact, I think he's a probably kindly, moderately gentle gentleman, who's really guilty of horrible judgment in this case. So I say that because it just tells you another story. You look at somebody's face and you can kind of see the old expression, windows are the eyes to somebody's soul. And with Andrea Metcalf, you see her face and you, even if you didn't see the rest of her, you would get that there's something there that's special. And so I'm always happy to have her here. Last week in your absence, we were talking about Zumba and the dance parties that are going on in health clubs around the country. I looked at the 10 trends. I don't know if you saw this or not. The 10 fitness trends. Like you're always saying, everything you do functionally should move your body and build your musculature or your strength or coordination or whatever, right? Isn't that what you say? Every move you make?
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. So Zumba is number 9. Group training. I think I told you that there's a boot camp that's starting on my farm with a woman who looks a lot like you who came to me and said, I want to start a boot camp here. Did I tell you that? I may not have told you that.
Yeah. You were saying she's doing it on the property, which is a great... You get a lot of wide open space. That's probably a good opportunity.
Yeah. Anyway, core training, personal training, children training. And I wanted to ask you about that. Because there's been, in the last week or 10 days, there's been a lot of focus on women and children and their training. Because so many, I mean, men, you've kind of over the years thought it wasn't unusual for a man to go to the gym and work out pretty heavily. But women are doing it now, and apparently they're bringing their children. Because of the obesity thing or what?
Are they bringing their children because of the obesity thing?
Why are so many...
Fruitful.
Yeah, what is there about...
I can help you on this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Most of the gyms have wisened up and have daycare.
Wisened up?
Yeah, wised up, and they have daycare now so that women can come and work out and not have to worry about what they're going to do with the kids when they go spend an hour and a half at the gym.
Ah.
So when my wife goes to the gym a couple times a week and my daughter's not in preschool, my wife will take her with her, and she puts her in a little, and it costs like $2 an hour or something like that.
Really?
And she puts her in a little, you know, preschool, or the nursery room, and she gets to play with other little kids. kids and puzzles and books and all that kind of stuff. And then when my wife is done with the workout, she comes, picks up my daughter and goes home. Mm-hmm. And my daughter loves going.
Yeah. So what's your experience? You were, did you ever get the, you were going to manage a health club in Chicago. I never asked you whether that came to pass or not.
I have not had the opportunity. We could not find a good location for the, you know, for the footprint of this type of club.
Right.
At this point, I'm still hopping around teaching at different venues, teaching yoga and having fun. But, you know, to your point on the kid thing, it's important to be able to take time out for yourself to get out there and work out and bring in your kids with either to work out with them or to have some time where they can unwind and you can unwind is a great thing.
One of the things that you were carrying in a blog of yours, a tip or a group of tips for becoming a happier person, exercise and happiness really do go together, don't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, you get an endorphin rush from exercising, and I think most people, and I probably want to almost say all people, who go out and take a walk feel better after that walk. There's just, you know, even though we don't understand the hormones, it is something inside of us that makes us feel great. All you have to do is just get up and stand up, and you can start to feel it yourself.
So what are you doing right now?
Eating berries and throwing the ball to my dog so she can get some exercise.
Your dog, the bulldog?
My bulldog.
Yeah. There's
She's running back and forth.
Tell everybody what you call that poor bulldog.
Wriggly Piggly. Everyone thinks she's overweight, but, you know, yeah. If you want to figure out if your dog's overweight, you look at them from the top down, not
ribs.
From the side.
Yeah.
And if they have a waistline where they go in at the hips, then they're probably not overweight.
Yeah, the bulldog.
If they don't have a waistline, it's kind of like a person. We need to start getting on it.
Right. With bulldogs, they say you've got to be able to see their ribs or feel their ribs. Andrea Metcalf is here, our fitness expert on Good Day. In a moment, we'll talk about how you can lose weight while you're sleeping. That's up next here on Good Day.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now, as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision to benefit themselves at your expense. Sokolov Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Neiswander, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I'm actually slim. Me, slim.
I can fit in my skinny jeans again.
I look in the mirror now and I love what I see.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. and then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do Chapstick Green Apple Kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself?
Anyway,
have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Okay, Andrea Metcalf is here on the Good Day program, and we're talking about your health, your fitness, your well-being. She's a noted person, author of books like Naked Fitness. Did you have a new Naked book coming out?
There's one in the makes, but it's not out on the market yet. I have a recipe book for Naked Fitness, and it's on the iPad right now. You can download.
Really?
You can get naked recipes, Dougie.
Perfect.
Our other friend Shannon Tweeden has a naked book coming out.
She does?
Yeah, not Shannon
Tweeden. Leanne
Tweeden.
Yeah, right, exactly. A different kind of naked.
Yeah.
All right. I don't. Would you ever pose for Playboy?
Who?
You.
Oh, cut it out. Whatever.
Is that a yes or a no?
Now, the reason that we asked that is because Leanne Tweeden, you know who she is?
No.
She's she's kind of a, I don't know, she's a B-minus celebrity sort. She does a show called Poker at
she's
Night.
A model she's a model who also hosts a poker she's a nice, show.
But she's a good kid.
She's
I went
been
to her Iraq with her
a bunch of times, and then she does a lot of work with the military.
Yeah, and she's on with Hannity all the time. She's posed for Playboy. And
she's on the cover. Yeah. She's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah, yeah.
You just found it. She's kind of hot.
Yeah, she's very hot.
So that's why I just asked you.
See, that's a Playboy body. That's not. I don't have that body.
But you know what? Your body would be better. More people would appreciate what you've done and how people ought to look, perhaps, with a body like yours.
I don't know about that. Yeah, I probably wouldn't do it. I don't want to put myself out there like that.
No, okay.
You know what I do want to do, though, Doug?
What's
that, Jennifer? I want to lose weight while I sleep, so can you tell me?
All right. So how can
I'm dying
we,
to hear. All right,
here
we, my
here's
favorite
how
program.
Andrea has posted how you can lose weight while you are sleeping. So let's
I
hear
got
it.
A thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think the most interesting thing that you need to know about sleep is that when you don't get enough of it, your hormones get out of line. And you end up having an increase in this ghrelin, which makes you more like a gremlin, instead of leptin, which helps you lose the fat. So first off, you need to understand that in order to lose weight while you sleep, you need to get enough sleep. It aids in rest and recovery, and it's also very important, again, for hormone control. When you don't get enough sleep, your body craves sugar, which then increases, the weight gain. The other thing that's important in order to lose weight while you sleep is to build your muscle mass. Lean body mass ends up burning calories. It's active tissue as opposed to body fat or adipose tissue, which does not burn calories. So the two things you need to do to lose weight while you sleep is, of course, sleep at least 6 to 8 hours a night. And number two, build up your current muscle mass so that you can burn more calories while you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
How about that?
Doesn't mean you have to look like the Incredible Hulk. But there's something to strength that helps your well-being. It's all part of the way. I mean, total fitness is more important than just body fit. Everything wants to be fit. You want to have your mind fit, your body fit, your spirit, your emotions, all these things. And if you have a good, strong, solid body, you're going to be fit in most other ways, Andrea, I think, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So check out Andrea's website. There are a lot of different places you can go. NakedFitness.com, AndreaMetcalf.com. Check it out. She's connected well at DougStephan.com. In fact, 21 after the hour.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Let's make fast work out of this.
What's
last night's X Factor?
Racist.
Well, Eminem is white. Come on. This is a rap
urban
from
music.
Eminem called Lose Yourself.
That's
I just don't
Reese's.
Like it. Reese's instead of racist. Okay, anyway, so this is garbage. Next, 1018 Richie is Melanie Amaro. This is a Michael Jackson tribute.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a
from the X Factor last night.
I do.
Yeah, okay. That'd be special. I'm gonna be wowed. I wanna get knocked over.
It takes a second.
Yeah, it's not gonna be a thing. The only one I like so far is from last night. I didn't mind that Leroy Bell.
Like the original, so
yeah.
Good.
Okay. Let's see. Paula liked this. Simon was her mentor, and he thought it was a good choice of a song. Here's a group that I've been interested in, Stereo Hogs, doing a Christina Aguilera song called Ain't No Other Man. Hey!
I can feel it from the start.
Do they have two shows this week? Who gets eliminated? Or how do they get? Is it too early to eliminate people?
You know, I think it's all against
Simon. Hi, the lead singer is Nicole on the Stereo Hogs, and here's Simon Moxer. Good for a boo.
Okay, that was really helpful advice, that Nicole Bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah, I mean, that's really digging deep.
Bananas.
It's got nothing to do with bananas. Here's my problem, guys, is that I think your choreography, your work ethic is amazing. I think my problem I have with you this week
is that you're not
performing the record you would make. You got much closer to We Won because it sounded more current. This is now...
I think they did.
The problem I have for you...
That's a good boo!
Is that you've got to become less cabaret and you've now got to be
more
recording
artists.
Less cabaret.
You know what, Simon? Boo! right, Richie, up next, Josh Krajcik. Is that how you pronounce this guy's name? Beatles song.
Sounds good to me.
What would you do if I say
I like
how
it.
This guy.
Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Sounds like Joe Cocker.
Yeah. Lend me your ears.
That was Steph Smoker.
I'll sing you a song. I will try not to.
Yeah, he's doing the Cocker version.
Yeah. I see if there's some stuff in here from Simon we can have some fun with Richie. Take 1023.
Josh, your voice. It's comforting. It's like chicken soup for the soul. And you do not take a risk. This is who you are. You're amazing.
Come on, Simon. Where's Simon?
Amazing. Beyond.
Josh, love the song choice. The first half didn't quite work. Second half was great. I'm just going to say one quick criticism is that because this is your mentor's kind of responsibility, you were like Dracula in The Bride's up there.
Oh.
And I think next week,
perfect.
You've got to lose all the gimmicks. Just you.
Yay, for Simon.
Singing a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, that's our review of what happened on The X Factor last night. It's 20 and after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Adobe announced that it's dropping all future development for Flash on mobile browsers. While Flash will still work on devices that support it, it will no longer be a selling point for iPad competitors. The decision comes after years of Steve Jobs and Apple's refusal to support Flash. In other news, a Pew Research study of online bullying found that 88% of teens witness cruel behavior online, though the majority of teens who admitted to being bullied said it took place offline. It's not all bad news. Two-thirds of teens believe that their peers are mostly kind online. And finally, one of the biggest problems with Android tablets is the lack of popular apps made specifically for the format. Amazon announced that its Kindle Fire will launch with full support for many popular apps, including Facebook, Netflix, Pandora, and Twitter. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
My daughter's wedding day. Took some doing to get here. And that personal loan from One Main Financial. The loan specialist even let me pick my payment date.
Ready, Daddy?
Yes.
You've made promises, we can help you keep them. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of the licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold stainless steel four-door refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washers and dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm meshes, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Assure yourself that you'll have a good day. Start out with a question. And the question could be in the form of almost like an affirmation. Okay, how are you going to do today? I'm going to do fine, thank you. What are you going to fix today? I'm going to come up with one problem that you want to fix today. Like, Jennifer, what would be a problem you would like to fix before the end of the day today?
It's a work problem. I'm working on cleaning up our cable system affiliate list. Mm. That's very inside.
Yeah,
but it is.
Yeah, right.
Take
it from those of us who know. It's never right.
But I'll tell you why it's a nightmare. Because there's been so much consolidation. So I may say that I have CRN on in Ontario, California. But now that place doesn't even exist anymore because everything's handled out of another location. So long story short, it's a pain.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
A lot of tracking down.
We feel
tracking
your pain, down, sister.
All right, yeah. So, Rich, what are you going to fix today? What one problem are you going to resolve?
My problem is a problem that is a fun problem. As you know, we've built these video studios here, and we're trying to create new projects. And then one of the projects that we're trying to work on, I have to figure out how to do. First of all, and it's basically we want to be able to do all the stuff that we do in our podcast for our news department in video,
right?
And how to be able to record somebody when they go on the Skype. And we've got that; that's easy enough. But now I need to set up how it's going to look, the finished product is going to look with the graphics and everything. So it's not a problem, but it's something that I need to solve today, and that's my project of the day.
Okay.
How about you, Dougie?
I am working on a financial problem today that will hopefully be resolved shortly after I get off the air.
Wait, will it no longer be a problem shortly after you get off the air?
It'll be not a problem because there won't be anything left there to draw from. It's the end of a long and winding road, shall we say. I have two problems. I'm going to move. I have a lot of cows that need to be moved from one place to another because the pasture, the farm where they've been has run out of feed because basically we had probably about 12, 14 more cows in there than the land could handle, and they did well in there all summer. We've now started to have to feed them, and that's very labor-intensive, so we're going to move them someplace else. And because it's going to rain here today, it gives me the opportunity to do that, fix that problem. Okay, so
there
two problems fixed today. Before we get to what's new at DougStephan.com, it is imperative. This is my third sort of of the day. First one was Joe Paterno. Second one was the handling of our military, the men and women in the service who lose their life, their remains. The third one has to do with the Scrooge tax. Have you heard of this?
No.
No, wait a minute. You're going to love this. The Obama administration decided this year it was going to implement a tax on the sale of all fresh Christmas trees. They were going to add 15 cents to the purchase of every single tree sold in America.
I heard about that.
Put in place by your friends at the Department of Agriculture, supposed to raise $2 million, which would be used for a promotional campaign to support the American tree industry. Quote, "We have good reason to believe it'll be successful," said the fellow who's in charge of the Tree Farmers of America, a story in yesterday's Chicago Tribune. Small growers were against the tax. It was only the big producers who wanted to have the tax.
Because they get the benefit of the promotion.
Because they get the benefit of the promotion. The little guy gets the anger of the people who show up and say, "What? You're adding 15 cents as a tax on Christmas trees? Could there be anything that would be any more, when you get right down to brass tacks, unfriendly?" You talk about how not, even if Obama were the best president in the history of the country, what stupido came up with this idea? Apparently, by late in the day yesterday, the plans to impose the tax were suspended because of what happened within 4 hours of the announcement yesterday morning this was going to happen. They got so much flack.
"Hey, everybody, we're going to tax Christmas."
Yeah. Can you imagine how, like, completely out of touch can these people be with the reality in America?
Tax, but they're moving it over. Now there's going to be a 15-cent tax if your kid wants to go sit on Santa Claus's lap.
Yeah, right. I can tell you the guy from the White House. Now, here's what I think happened. The Department of Agriculture made a decision without calling anybody at the White House and saying, "Hey, what do you think of this?" They just said, "Okay." Because the big tree guys, most of them are Canadian, by the way, or Canadian companies, they have been pushing at the Ag Department to get this because they want to promote trees grown in America. So this is the other side of it. The trees grown in America, they may be grown in America, but the companies that own the land are all Canadian. So it kind of goes back to, I don't know if you saw Harry's Law last night. It's a great, that's a show that Bates, Kathy Bates is in. It's actually quite a good show.
It's a very good show.
And so she was arrested for driving a foreign car in a community that outlaws foreign cars.
Oh, I love that.
Oh. You guys live there, don't you?
Yeah. So, anyway, it's a great story. But it's a lot about, you know, what's in big business and stuff. And you never know, you really start digging around what the truth is. So the truth is this the husband, is this the hour the husband and wife listen to me and they argue about whether I'm right or wrong?
Where the husband loves you because you always get the facts wrong and he corrects you.
No,
and
I don't always get them. That's an over.
And then the wife goes and checks his reversion of your facts and finds out that he's right, so he must be a genius.
Right, he has to be a genius.
So that's why they listen every day, so he can look like a genius because you get all the facts wrong.
Right, of course. So at any rate, yourself, Richie.
Yeah, funny. I love that couple.
Anyway, so my figuring this out, the Department of Agriculture gets pushed by these big corporate interests to put a tax on Christmas trees because they don't give a crap. You know that. And so the Department of Agriculture says, "Yep, we got our marching orders from the big campaign donors and the big corporations. So screw the little farmer. Let's just We'll do this and it'll make a lot of sense. So as soon as the White House, the call is going to the White House. They don't go to the Department of Agriculture. The White House says, huh? What? What's going on? And so they call the Department of Agriculture, and within about 3 seconds, somebody was smart enough, I think it was the chief of staff, to say, no, we're not doing this. So then one of the spokespeople for the White House...
Obama did say that he didn't need Congress to be able to
fix
the economy, that he could go ahead and do it on his own, so I don't know.
Anyway.
We're taxing Christmas.
You know what? John McCain said yesterday that the country is ready for a third party. I thought it was interesting that he said that, being sort of the Mr. Republican. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. Yeah.
McCain said, after all of the hoopla, and by the way, just as an aside, speaking of Cain, I always, when I think of McCain, I think of Herman Cain, for whatever the reason. It couldn't be other
because
than
the names rhyme.
Well, kind of. Anyway, one of the women who complained about him sexually harassing her, when she left the job with him, she went someplace else and charged that company with the same thing about 3 months after she got the job.
Yes.
Hello. Bing, 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 bing. All right, so anyway, John McCain says people in this country are so fed up, are so frustrated with the economy, with government. He said there's a new party that's going to be called the Fed Up Party. And he wasn't being facetious. He has hardened his views about America and Americans. He said Americans are so disillusioned with Washington and politics that he said, I don't know what is going to happen, but things are going to change. And I've been saying that with regard to the operation, Wall Street. It's not just what the news media reports to you about what they're doing. There are protests everywhere about everything in government. It's not big corporations alone. Yes, there are a lot of protesters who are protesting, perhaps inaccurately, what they don't know about how the system actually works. But then there are those who do understand how the system works or doesn't. And that's what a lot of the protests are. So it's a pretty interesting time. And I think McCain, although disappointed me in some respects, he introduced a bill a couple of weeks ago that would encourage foreign oil. One of his pals, who must be in the oil business, got to him and had him introduce this bill, which happens all the time, which would create a tax on a company or make it impossible to put a certain part on rigs, and the only place they can get this part. I guess the bill was this is how this nuance of this stuff works. The bill would have said you can't use this part in these oil rigs because it's not made in America. That was so, and that way you could effectively keep the oil from being drilled and therefore stay dependent on foreign oil. And how these guys again?
Yet they're finding out that a lot of the parts that we're using in our military airplanes are knockoff parts made in China.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, and that stuff's being made. Northrop Grumman and Raytheon, those people. You know what? I have, speaking of products, good news about Sea Crane radios. Good news about their internet radio, about their EP radio, the CC Radio 2. You can go online to their catalog, or you can have one sent to you, either or. If you don't have a computer, that's swell. But if you do, go online. Sea Crane Online is located at ccradio.com. That's ccradio.com. You hear me talking about these radios. For example, CC Radio 2. Which Richie automatically holds and tunes in an AM signal better than any other radio in America. It is. The reception of distant stations, excellent. Great FM reception. Is your emergency radio... Wait a minute. You don't have an emergency radio? Oh. Well, how about one of these radios? Very inexpensive. Very reliable.
Yeah,
and a great, you need two of these, one for you and one for a friend. That's what you need. Great Christmas idea. If you know somebody in your life, friend, family, who loves listening to the radio and is frustrated with the quality of the radios that are made today, you will not be frustrated. You'll be a hero. If you call 800-522-8863, That's 800-522-8863. It translates to 800-522-TUNE. And for a pittance, you can buy one of these great radios and get a free LED flashlight with your order. So go online, check out the various radios. I recommend one of the radios that I think is the greatest is the CC Radio 2. But check them all out online at ccradio.com and then order at 800-522-8863.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
It's time for extra savings at the PetSmart Veterans Day Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your PetPerks card. Save $10 on select Purina Pro Plan Shredded Blends dog food in 35-pound bags. And look for $5 holiday bonus bucks offers on qualifying Purina products. Don't miss these Veterans Day deals and more. Wednesday through Tuesday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid November 9th to the 15th. Holiday bonus bucks valid through 2/29/2012. One for transaction. Good on your next purchase of $5 or more Purina products.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I cleaned the whole garage and pruned the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mix with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronos is here with his daily dose of important medical information. Ladies, look out if you're a drinker. There is something that happens to your brain different than what happens to men. Why would that be, Ken?
Well, you better be nice to your lady friends, Doug. This is out of Alcoholism Clinical and Experimental Research this morning that women alcoholics suffer damage to the part of their brain that controls moods, impulses, and sleep three times faster than their male counterparts. These women suffer a 50% reduction in the so-called serotonin function in their brains after 4 years of excessive drinking, while men show the same amount of damage after 12 years of alcohol abuse.
All right, so...
Wow.
There's an easy shot that one can take there. I think I'll pass on my propensity to take the shot. But in essence, how do we define alcohol abuse? What is there a number of drinks, or is it just when you know you're not in control of your faculties, you're inebriated? What would be the definition of too much?
Well, let me give you two different levels. So-called moderate drinking for guys is 1 to 2 a day, women 0 to 1 to a day. But I think when you have a problem with alcohol is when you use it for a particular reason. If you don't use it for just being social,
and if you're using it for escape.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
To control your emotions. That's when you know there's a problem.
Yeah. Can I save my 1 or 2 a day to be like 6 to 8 on a weekend?
I've tried that, Rich. That doesn't work. You can't bank them.
It is different for men, though, Richie, than it is for women. And that's what Ken's pointing out here.
I know that.
This
study.
That's
why I married my designated driver.
Ah, perfect. All right. Everybody's got to have a use. Here is a story on this new drug which attacks fat, Ken.
This is very exciting. This is out of Science Translational Medicine. Announced this week that an experimental drug that targets and kills fat cells in the blood, Doug, appears to help obese monkeys lose weight. The usual way drugs to counter obesity work is they either suppress appetite or increase metabolism to try to burn calories. This is a new drug that works by attaching itself to fat cells in the blood vessels and triggers a synthetic protein that causes the cells to die. These cells are then reabsorbed and metabolized. When the drug was used in monkeys, they lost about 11% of their body weight over a month. It's called adipotide, and it's developed by Ablaris Therapeutics Incorporated. It's going to be used next in the trials in prostate cancer men who, when they get treatment, they gain a lot of weight. This is very exciting.
My God.
If it's good enough for fat monkeys, it's good enough for me.
Why is it? Well, wait a minute. What is exciting? What's wrong with using your head when it comes to eating the right things and exercising? What in the name of heaven? You take it. Well, but that's encouraging people to abuse themselves.
I think this is encouraging people.
I know you're not.
But I know that no matter what I do, and I'll get great at the end, people just won't lose weight. But this helped with insulin metabolism, and we know that that leads to heart attacks and strokes.
Yeah. Drugs. Everybody, we become a pill-popping nation. This would just encourage that more. A pill for losing weight. Go out and exercise and push yourself away from the table.
And you just smile. You look younger,
yes,
according to psychology and aging.
Got it. 51 after on Good Day.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satanshow.com.
This is what women hear when Doug walks across the bar to ask them out.
Thanks, Rich. Now, I'm more likely to ask them to have a bowl of soup with me, actually. That's probably more my style.
There he comes.
Yes, there he is.
Dangerous.
All right. Dangerous
Doug. Sharp teeth.
Yeah.
Dudley!
Watch your neck.
Hey, you want to see my cows?
Yep. I certainly do, Rich. The theme from Jaws by John Williams. Roy Scheider would have been 79 today, except he died last year.
Yeah.
Roy Scheider. This was the first collaboration with John Williams by Spielberg, wasn't it, Chucker? Seems to me this is the first.
It probably was, because it was Spielberg's
first big movie.
Film. It was the second theatrical film.
Yeah. The other one was about the...
The one with Goldie Hawn. He did a movie.
Oh. The television thing you did with the truck that was didn't have
a
driver?
That was called Duel.
Yeah. Right. That was
a really good film.
Yeah. Okay. 54 after the hour now as we get into movie moments. Chuck Curry is our movie man. We'll have a contest in a moment. I think we're not... I'm just editing.
Go ahead. Edit away.
Well... You know, there's something...
He doesn't like the contest.
Yeah,
today.
I don't like the contest.
Can I listen to the gimme cut, and if we decide...
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
All right, here's the cut that would be the third cut, but it's the gimme.
You guys give up? Oh, yeah, thirsty for more.
Got it.
Yeah,
oh, why don't you like this?
We've had this 100 times if we've had it once.
Can you change, you filthy animal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you want to do something else?
On a scale of 1 to 10, that would be about as easy as it gets.
Right. All right, so here's one. See if you can figure this out from the clues.
Hold on a minute. I have something to say.
All right, here we go.
Don't worry about me. I spoke to your husband already. And don't worry about your home. It's in good hands.
Yeah.
Don't believe him. Trick.
Okay. So here's a list of clues. You can win one of our Doug Steffen prizes if you can figure out.
All right, it's a new contest. Forget new what contest. You just heard.
All right. Tell me when you've got it. Marshmallow Man.
Got it.
Got it.
Okay, so should I not go any further?
No, you can do one more.
Wasn't
Rick
so
Moranis.
Last month?
What?
Yeah.
What? This was so last month. Though.
Yeah, but we
yeah,
didn't.
This was last month.
Wait, but we didn't. All right, you want me to do another one?
Yeah, because yeah. This one is.
Ghostbusters.
I talk about just doing the movie. We
no,
just
we
did.
Didn't do the movie, though.
I think you're contradicting yourself here, Doug.
How's
yeah,
that?
You are. You're talking about a movie. You don't want to do Home Alone because we do it all the time, and then you just do a movie that we just talked
all
about
right.
a lot last
so,
month.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you see how my critics are? All right. So
try
here we go.
Bring it. Come on.
What's that? you ready?
Sure.
Okay. This is also, this is in tribute, both of these are in tribute to Chucker's preferences. You ready? Name the movie from this list of clues. Long Island. Red Room. Rod Steiger. House. Ah, much better.
Pretty
I've
good.
Stumped them all. You got it, Chucker?
Stumped.
Sure.
Okay, but the rest of them have got
he says, sure. He knows.
Long Island.
I don't have it.
Red Room, Rod Steiger, and House. What is the movie? You win the prize if you figure out what the movie is and you've never won before on Movie Moments. 800-510-8255. I'll repeat the clues one more time. What do these clues, what movie do they attach to? Long Island, House, Red Room, and Rod Steiger. 800-510-8255. Chucker has movie news in 30 seconds.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Chuck, what do we have in the movie news department?
One bit of movie news. The sequel to Liam Neeson's hit thriller Taken starts filming in the next few months. It will be released sometime next year. Actor Morgan Freeman will receive the Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award at this year's Golden Globe Awards. Gotta say, he deserves his great actor.
Brent, yeah, don't mind that Brent. Whole having sex with his granddaughter thing.
Well, that's a story for a different day, Rich.
That's what Joe Peretta's saying right now.
All right, Chucker, quickly, what do you think of Brad Ratner getting dismissed from the Oscars?
I mean, the reports were that he was going to resign, so that's not surprising. I think Eddie Murphy stepping down is a bad career move, though.
Yeah.
I don't understand. That's an honor to do it and sort of take the game out.
All right, Julie in Lake Havasu, what's the name of the movie?
The Shining.
The Shining. That's a pretty good guess. Not the right one, though. Bob's in Santa Cruz. What do you think it is, Bob?
This movie scared me when I was a kid. I couldn't sleep for a week. It's the Amityville Horror.
That is correct. That's why Chucker loves it so much. The Amityville Horror.
Hi.